They had the better of the chances. They're the better side than Everton on the day that we don't play very well at all.
No, we don't. It's a little bit disappointing. I think, you know, we've just watched Jürgen's sort of post-match reaction, and, you know, he talks about the conditions that aren't great. You know, it's lashed down all day, and which isn't ideal, but you still want to make better of it, really. And it was a little bit disappointing in the fact that I thought we started okay, I thought we had control of it. I wasn't too disappointed at half time in that, quite often away from home you win games second half.
And you felt it was coming a little bit.
Yeah, I did, yeah. But, you know, Salah had his chances, and we played okay, but second half, just disappointing. The subs don't have the effect that you want them to at all. In fact,
quite the opposite.
Yeah, which is one of those things with substitutes sometimes. I think that, you know, I don't think, you know, that there were some people around me were calling for it anyway, but just kind of didn't happen at all. And so, disappointing results, disappointing that we couldn't create more second half, but still in a really good position in this league. So let's see what happens from here.
Paul Senior, you get chances, you've got to take them in these sorts of games, I think, and I think that that's going to be the frustration, is that a lot of them, they may not even factor as proper shots in the end because people don't get the shots off, and that if anything, actually worries me more. I'd rather have seen people sort of just find a way to get the ball out from under their feet and strike it, even if it was imperfect.
Yeah, there's a couple, isn't there? Salah gets one in the first half where you think, should he square it or should he do better? And then I've just seen the one in the replay there from Fabinho at the end, where I think he's just got to take a better touch. And don't get me wrong, I thought Fabinho was one of our better players today, but that in a game a few chances, you want to see that one taken.
It was a game of few chances, Dan. I thought we were going to, all the way through the game, I kept thinking all we've got to do here is play well for 10 minutes. And then in the following 10 minutes, we'd play worse than we had for the 10 minutes previously. I really felt like I was watching a Liverpool side be dragged down a level, and that was frustrating.
It felt like we were constantly regressing. So John mentioned that we started brightly, and I agree with that, and I felt all right at half time as well. And then as the second half went on, we just got worse and worse. And the substitutes didn't help, partly because I think a couple of them were strange decisions, but then all of them played worse than any three substitutes I've ever seen in my life. Not one of them came on. And
Milner's
could,
5 minutes
honestly,
in there
not one of them came on and could pass a footy 5 yards. And there's that 5 minutes where Milner just keeps twatting the footy out of play on the left wing with Robertson. And it was absolutely insane. And we never got any kind of coherence together up front. And whenever they were in a good position, they never made the right choice. So Mane and Salah, it looks like Mane's got the ball and Salah's basically through towards the end of the second half there. And Mane just keeps hold of it for about 5 seconds too long and then passes the football straight to Pickford. And there was loads of that, loads of situations like that. That's the one that jumps out the most. But there were loads of things where Liverpool could have quite easily been a lot better than what they were, but just made a stupid choice or just did a stupid thing with the football in your life. Come on, you're well better than this. And not one of them just managed to realise that they were well better than this and then put it into practice.
For a side that's sort of, you've been able to pride yourself on good choices in the final third, lads that you can rely on time and time again. The sort of, I think Dan touches on it there, the speed of thought, they just dwelled on it. They were like playing lads in behind. It was just one touch too many. And the opportunity you want is to put Sadio Mane or Mo Salah in behind Zouma and Michael Keane, and just put it in. I didn't understand what the sort of play it safe all afternoon thing